Om Shanti. Are you happy in the answer or? Happy? This is a place, Pandavavan and Yansarovar. Two places, full with spiritual energy. We can receive this energy when we are here. Topic. Very useful topic. According to this time, in this entire world, psychiatric diseases are increasing day by day. Fear, depression, instant death, effect of many things, an impression of the past in our brain. We have to remove everything from our brain and mind, from our subconscious mind. Many people don't know one secret of mind. Psychologists speak about unconscious mind. Unconscious. I'm not talking about subconscious. Unconscious mind. What is this unconscious mind? This is one part of our brain. In this part, entire role we had played right from the beginning till now is recorded here. It is recorded in mind, recorded in soul, as well as in this brain. So those impressions, if they are very bad, worst, they affect our mind very badly. And we can see, because many cases come to me, many brothers, young Kumar, young brothers, sisters, they are being affected by negativity nowadays. They have become the victim of depression, anxiety, and many other name of psychiatric disease. Many mothers specifically and sisters, be careful now. Fear is increasing day by day in this world since Corona. Corona gave lot of fear to this entire world. And now two wars, you know, Russia and Ukraine, and now Israel and Hamas. They are just sowing powerful seed of third world wars. People can't see those scenes on TV. So many have stopped seeing TV because things create negativity, fear, and many other bad things in our mind. So we have to become very powerful. Note down one definition of Baba, given by Baba. Perfect means no effect. We have to become perfect. And this is Baba's plan, or plan of this drama, that many things will come up in this world, will become silent. Brahmins will have the feeling of distaste to this world. They will start doing intense tapasya again. There will be peace on this earth. Brahmins will also become dull again. A new things will come up. New thing means a new scene of destruction. Then again, Brahmins will feel that now is time to do intense tapasya. Again, they will start intense tapasya, will feel distaste to this world and distaste. And intense tapasya will lead all Brahmins to karmatiti stage, to perfection. So knowing the secrecy of this time in this entire world cycle, we must become very powerful, very easy, very pure. We must trust few things spoken by Baba. Many people, they have heard many good things from Baba. They believe them, but on right time, they forget them. You can make a beautiful list. I am saying only you can write down 5 points which make you very light, free from burden, free from anxiety, and free from fear. First thought, I would say, and hope you would like it, God has become our Savior. He protects us everywhere. Keep one thought in your mind, powerful thought, God is my bodyguard. Do you like this word? God is my bodyguard. Almighty is my bodyguard. I am always safe. Baba has told, during this period of transformation, many bad things will happen in this world in the form of death, injuries, trauma, many bad things which may affect our brain, our mind very negatively, very badly. But Baba will protect His children. Believe it. Trust it. Baba will look after His children. But important thing will be, we must invoke Him. We must have our close relationship to Him. Very close contact, clear connection. And you will experience. You will say at the time of such bad things, Baba, and Baba will appear in front of you. Such experience will keep us carefree, very powerful. So, prepare yourself to see whatever is going on to happen on this earth. Prepare yourself. Now is the time of the biggest transformation. Era will change. Kali Yuga will change into golden age, Satyuga. Not a small event. Biggest event on this earth. So we have to become very powerful, carefree, and we have to give help to the people around us. Would you like to give help to the people? Not only your family, your children, but to many around you. Would you like? Would you like? So yoga chart must be more than 4 hours a day. Not sitting yoga, including karma yoga. Our vibrations spread out according to our consciousness, according to our higher consciousness, according to the practice of self-respect we do. If you think, I am supremely pure soul, pure vibrations will go out from you and people will experience them. If you create a thought in your mind, I am peace house. Not only peaceful soul, I am a soul, peace house. So vibrations of peace will go everywhere. If you create the thought, I am very powerful, I am Master Almighty. The vibrations of might will spread out from you and people will become fearless. So when you are here, make a simple and practical program for your life, for your efforts, for your intense tapasya. Not very big program, just 5-point program for 1 year. 2 point can be just 1 point. I will not do this. I will do this. See, for example, I will not see bad scene on WhatsApp. I will listen only Baba's good thing and a good class. One discipline of life. Whenever I cook, I will do this practice every day at least 2 times. Make such discipline. And 3 points. 1 point, just 1 point of self-respect. 2nd point, how will I do yoga practice today? 3rd point, I will keep this point of dharana in my mind for 1 day. So if you want to make intense effort, make every day's program in 3 points only. 2 points for 1 year, but 3 points for 1 day. Or if you find it difficult, for a week. For example, that today, I will practice. I am a great soul. And every hour, 2-3 times. Simple. Nothing to do, only just remind yourself, oh soul, you are very great. 2nd thing, practice of yoga. You can keep 1 thought, I will do this practice. I am a soul, I have entered this body sitting here. I came from soul world, like Baba. Entered body sitting here. 3rd thing, dharana point, today I will remain content. Whatever happened in life, whosoever told me anything, but I will remain content. 2nd day I will remain happy. 3rd day I will remain very easy. 4th day I will remain very powerful. This way you can plan out for a week and you can repeat that. We have to make ourselves safe from negativity of the world. We have to remove the impression of the past. A very great topic, deep topic. We have the impression of bad karmas. They are in soul, they are in mind, they are in brain. Whatever is there in the soul, that is recorded in brain. In soul or in on mind, subtle form. In brain, little gross form. We have to delete that impression. We have to get rid of that impression. And we have to imprint new things in our mind and brain. So we know power of yoga. Now, understand this deep secret, how power of yoga burned out our sins, how it delete all bad impressions from the mind, from the brain. We remember Baba, Almighty. His energy comes down to us. It enters the soul. From here, it goes to the brain and delete all negative impressions. Two powerful thoughts will do this work. One, I am supremely pure soul or angel of purity. Three thought I am giving. I am angel of purity. I am supremely pure soul, or I am the goddess of purity. If our sisters do this practice, they come in this higher consciousness on this earth, I am the goddess of purity. Purity ki Devi, goddess of purity. You will see miracles. So from Baba, we receive pure energy, his ocean of purity. In golden colors, you can give color to it, enter mind, spread in the brain. And what does it do? It repairs our brain. A great thing. People don't know it. Psychologists don't know. Medical scientists know nothing about it. Because of negativity, because of many traumas in our past lives, because of many bad events in this life, many things, many powers, many efficiency of the brain have been damaged. Many. Our pure energy will repair our brain. So biggest technique, either by hand we can give pure energy to our brain, or by this thought, I am supremely pure. Pure golden energy is coming to me. Now I would like to practice it for 3 minutes only. Yes, red light please. See yourself a shining star in forehead. I am supremely pure soul. See up above. See Baba, incorporeal God, ocean of purity. From Him, pure vibrations, pure energy, pure rays are coming down to me in golden color. From me, these pure vibrations are going to my brain. Visualize it, feel it, that my entire brain has become full with this pure energy, golden vibrations. these pure vibrations are spreading in my whole body, going everywhere in the body. Entire body is full with pure vibrations. These pure vibrations are also spreading out from each part of my body. Golden rays are spreading out, making powerful aura around me. See a powerful aura around me. Making aura will protect us from bad energy of this world. Because nowadays another big problem is coming up, that is the attack of bodiless souls, effect of black magic. So if someone has got such bad effect, he or she must practice I am Master Almighty. But many times, if for 21 days you make it your mantra and recite it whole day, means 1,000 times a day, so you will create powerful aura around you, and such bodiless souls, so effect of bad black magic will end. Second thing, I am Master Almighty. You know, one sister asked me, tell me one thought which is very powerful in this world. I asked her, don't you know that thought? Well known in Brahmin family. God has entitled us many times, you are Master Almighty. This is such a powerful thought. Entire whole cycle, there is no other thought more powerful than this one. I am Master Almighty. When we create this thought, our all powerful energy, our all minds are awakened. We become more and more powerful every day. So make it your mantra. As per my experience, many patients come to me, they believe that I am also a doctor. Psychiatric patient of depression, sleeplessness, anxiety, fear. Because there is no medicine in medical science of this disease. Only spirituality can help people. So listen, experience. we can use four things, four yukti, to get rid of many problems of our life. First is, as soon as you wake up in the morning, and before going to bed at night, two times, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. Writing is important. If you don't write and you just repeat inside, mind can divert. Many other thoughts will enter the mind. So writing will help you to increase concentration. And this thought, now listen the philosophy behind it. You are writing, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, with feeling I am. It's true that I am Master Almighty, I am most powerful. So from the soul, powerful energy is going to the brain. And it will make you free from depression. So many experiences. Maybe 1,000. They got free from depression and they wrote it down 21 days, but regularly. If case is big, 3 months, we suggest 3 months. And normally, 95% cases got well. Second thing, very important, we have to drink charged water, because water is very sensitive to our vibrations, most sensitive. And you know, in the body 70% water is here, moving everywhere, 70%. And because of our negative thoughts, jealousy, anger, ego, negativity, that this entire water has become absolutely polluted, dirty water. It is causing many problems health-wise. If we purify this water, if we cleanse this water, we can become free from many diseases. So you can take water in the glass, give drashti, remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. So might, vibrations of might, enter the water. And when you drink, they go in your body and cleanse that water. 2 thoughts you can keep, I am supremely pure soul, or I am Master Almighty. Very powerful effect I have noticed in my life. Because this was a research of 2 scientists of Japan. They were working on how vibrations affect the water. I learned from there. And I decided our thought, supremely pure or Master Almighty, they are the most elevated thought in the world. World doesn't know about these thoughts. So they can influence wonderfully, and they did. 3rd thing. Very important and very simple. We have to ask pardon from them to whom I gave trouble in my past lives. Suppose 1,000 years before, I was a king and I gave some bad order for the subject, and they were badly suffered, tortured, they got a lot of troubles in their life. Their bad energy up to now is connected to me. If you ask pardon with true heart, this bad energy, this will cut off, we will become free from the effect of that bad energy. So for 7 days only, or in some other cases, you can adopt this technique, but do it immediately when you wake up in the morning. Say good morning to Baba and then talk to the souls. Also, all those souls to whom I gave some trouble, suffering, I tortured you with my true heart. I am very sorry, I feel sorry. Please excuse me. Be happy. Be peaceful. Be successful. Give blessings to them. May you be peaceful. May you be very happy in your life. This way. Second thing, those who gave trouble to me. So our mind somewhere is affected on certain level by those things. Suppose 100 years before, 20 years before, many people tortured you, insulted you, spoke very insulting word to you, hurt you. So what you have to do? All souls, out of ignorance, you gave me this problem, troubles, with true heart, being a knowledgeable soul, being the child of God, I forgive you. May you get good wisdom. May you become happy in your life. God bless you with divine intellect. This way, it will make you very, very light. A burden from the head will be removed. You will experience it. And I have noticed in many cases, a person who was severely sick, doctors find no solution. He or she was going towards the death. And somehow he came to know, she came to know about this technique. He started to ask pardon, to excuse people, and health started improved. Same thing in the problems. If you find in your life, if you experience in your life that a problem is always following you, it has not been solved on any by any means, you do use this technique. And fourth thing is, I hope you know the importance of bhog, offering bhog to Baba. Do you? It's a great thing. It's not the part of bhakti, but it's a great thing. In many cases, I asked many brothers and sisters, when in center bhog is offered, you can give some contribution there. It may be 1 rupee only, $1 only. Just talk to Baba. Baba, accept this small thing. And this will affect a lot. Effect of offering bhog to Baba will do wonderful thing to many sisters in charge of the center who were building their big center and finding it very difficult. They were lacking money, many obstacles from government side, many other bad things happening on the way. I ask them, you wake up early in the morning, prepare bhog and offer bhog to Baba at 4 o'clock in the morning for 21 days. Simple thing, make one thing only, keep fruit, dry fruit and offer bhog to Baba. 4 o'clock in the morning. And miracles took places. Miracles. Baba's so wonderful help, they had never believed that. So these are things And one another thing, fifth thing, in order to make your brain very powerful, energetic, you can give energy to the brain. Now you can do practice now itself.
Rub your
palm. Yes, please. Remember, three times, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Energy came in your palm, in your hand, you can check it. Check it this way. Vibrations? Do you feel vibrations? Hands, palms are full with vibrations. You can keep them here. Close your eyes. This energy is going to the brain, repairing the brain, energizing the brain. You can do it for 1 minute, again, 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 10 minutes. If you have knee pain, you can make good use of this technique. Put your hand on knees, do it for 10 minutes, and knee pain will finish. But at least for 21 days. Not in one day, 21 days. You will be very happy to know three blind mothers, they were BK. In old days, they became blind. And they gave energy to the eyes. This way, I am supremely pure soul. To eyes, pure soul. Like this. And their eyes were opened. Three cases. And three other cases, their eyesight was becoming weak. Nerves shrinking here, nerves. Got well. So we have got a wonderful energy with us. We can make use of this energy. In order to become free from the fear, because in future, fear is going to become a great, biggest problem in this world. And therefore, many people will have psychiatric effect, mind effect, bad effect. So if someone has got such bad effect of fear, you can just write down, whenever you wake up in the morning, 21 times, I am powerful soul, I am fearless. Or I am Master Almighty, I am fearless. With good feeling, I am, it's true. 21 times, morning and before going to bed. So the fear which was hidden inside the subconscious mind will be removed. Because when we wake up in the morning, up to 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is awakened. Then conscious mind start working and subconscious mind sleep down, means become silent. So most important effect of a thought comes in the morning in first 3 minutes. When we wake up, first 3-5 minutes are the beautiful, most beautiful time for everyone in this world, and more beautiful for Brahmins. Because we Brahmins wake up at 4, before 4, at that time entire world is sleeping, nature is silent, no bad energy around us. At that time, if you create this thought, I am the most fortunate person in the world, your fortune will start shining. If you create the thought, I am most powerful soul in the world, you will become powerful. If you create the thought, I am most happy person in the world, your happiness will become natural in your life. Choose the thoughts. And if you want to do, if you want to work on such things, take one thought, practice it 5 times every morning in first 1-2 minutes. Just one thought I am giving to you, Baba's thought. I am most fortunate person in the world because God is with me. Or He has become my companion. God is with me. God is the protection, is the canopy of protection over my head. Therefore, everything is going to happen good to me. With good feeling, everything is going to happen good to me. And you will experience. This thought will determine your future, will create your future according to the energy. So you can choose your own thoughts. I am fearless. I am fearless. Oh, God has become my friend. He is my friend. He is my true friend. He helps me all the time. One thing I forgot. We have to give thanks to them who had given help to me in past 2500 years. There were many human beings around me who gave help to me. They helped me in different situations. Sometimes they protected me. Give with true heart, gratitude, feel gratitude for them. I am grateful to you. Oh my good friends, I am very grateful to you. So you know, they are, even now they are here around us. Again they will start helping us. You will see practical effect of such thoughts. So, make yourself free from the traumas. If you have had some time in your past life, in past of this life, all of a sudden something happened to you. I am giving you an example, although this is not good example, this is very bad example, but it's important to give, to keep in front of you. Now is the time in this world, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. One girl had one boyfriend. After some time, he noticed that my boyfriend had some other girlfriend too. Bad effect started. Bad impression started. She got upset, depressed, fear, free from faith, faithless. No one is true friend in this world. Oh, what has happened to human beings? And he started thinking negatively. And became very weak mentally. It is happening nowadays, everywhere. So make use of some points I was saying you. At least 5 points you have to choose for your own practice, daily practice. Baba is with me, is my bodyguard. This drama is perfectly accurate. Whatever is happening here on this earth, it had happened kalpago too. Nothing new. Brahma Bhava's practice. Nothing new. It will make you light. Everyone is playing one's own role. be detached observer. Everyone, very important thing, everyone has one's own karmic account. And they have to settle that now. They are responsible for their karmas, their karmic account, because they had done. They have to suffer or enjoy the fruit of those karmas. So we have to become detached observer. Drama is accurate, perfect. And now, in this drama, what is seen going on this earth? This era will change. Everything will finish. We souls will return to our home. Keep creating such thoughts. So stage will become detached observer. We have to become detached observer. Then only bad events will not affect us. Always keep this thought in your mind. I have to enjoy my confluences. I know everything. Complete knowledge God has given to me. I have not to create negative thought of why. Why it is happening this way? Why those people are doing this way? Why these powerful nations are attacking others, weak nations? Why? No, it has to happen. It is in drama. No one can stop them. Baba has mentioned one line. It's in Hindi. Those who know Hindi, Vinash Kale, Vipreet Buddhi, means when there is the time of destruction, intellect doesn't work. It takes negative decisions. This is the time for that. So make yourself very powerful and prepare yourself to give vibrations to the world. This is most important responsibility of we great souls, we ancestor souls, we great Brahmin souls, children of God. We have to give vibrations to the world. How? I am giving you some simple techniques. You can do that. Suppose you are sitting somewhere, feel, I am Master Almighty. Two thoughts I had given, or supremely pure soul. From here, from this soul, a fountain of pure energy, of mindful vibrations are going out. You can move in all four directions, stand with face in east direction. I am supremely pure. Golden rays from soul are going up to the end of this direction. You can do this practice for 1 minute. Then come to south. You can do same practice. North, west, north. You can see towards the sky. Can give these vibrations to entire space. You can do this practice from my leg, from my feet. Pure vibrations are entering the earth. You can give drashti to the sea, ocean, with the feeling that pure energy is entering the water. You will enjoy it very much. Let us do now it for 5 minutes. Red light. I am an angel of purity. Being this deep feeling, I am the goddess of purity. Angel of purity. this pure energy is making most beautiful aura around me. You can give this pure energy in all four directions. From the soul, golden vibrations are spreading out, going to the world. And this pure energy is making them realize that they are pure souls. It is awakening their inner purity. Om Shanti. We have to be careful about two weaknesses, sensitivity and to become very emotional. Both things. Although to be emotional is a good thing, but too much emotional becomes our weakness. Those who are very sensitive, they receive bad energy from this world, automatic process. Those who are very emotional, they get upset easily. We have to make ourselves very powerful, not sensitive. We have to give energy to the world. We have not to receive bad energy from the world. And for this, I am Master Almighty, this thought will make you powerful, free from sensitive nature. Those who are very emotional, they get upset, they get angry easily. Irritated easily. Save yourself from becoming irritated. Keep attention. Our irritation, our anger also attract negative energy from this cosmos, from this world. If you become angry, it means you are receiving bad energy from this world, from this universe, cosmos. In order to get free from impurity and anger, sex lust and anger, I am just giving you two methods, two yukti, simple. But you have to do this practice in the morning time, in first 10 minutes. In first 5 minutes will be the most beautiful, very effective practice as soon as you wake up. Good morning to Baba. Then you have to write down 3 lines. I am a victorious jewel. Note down, please. I am a victorious jewel. I am victorious over sex lust. I am supremely pure soul. These 3 words, 3 line, 21 times. Second thing, if you want to get free from anger and irritation, similar thought, I am a victorious jewel. I am free from anger. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. 21 times. Each thing for 21 days. Big help you will experience in your life. For purity, you can also drink charged water and charge your water with the thought, I am supremely pure soul, 7 times. Specifically before going to bed at night and in the morning time. So, if something had happened in your life, past life, as trauma, it affected your consciousness. It affected your happiness in life. It damaged many things in your life. Now, write a letter to Baba. Here in Gyansoro itself you can do it. Write down everything in brief. Keep it in Baba's room. Beneath Gaddi, Baba's Gaddi. And give it up to Baba. Now Baba, I became free from this. Have this powerful thought. And Baba will accept it and will make you free. So whatever had happened, it's very important to forget that. To make that light. You can keep this philosophical thought in your mind. If we are light, we will forget the past. Suppose 10 people come in 1 hour to you and you ask them about their name, what is your good name, please? And they tell their name to you. But you take them very light. Okay, in next hour 10 other people will come, you will forget their name. But if you want to remember someone's name, you will listen it seriously. What's your name? My name is Ramesh. Okay, I remember it. So if you want to forget the past, do it light. It has been past, finished. At that time I was in ignorance. I was not a Brahmin. I made this mistake. Forgive yourself. Forgiving the self and loving the self. Very important thing. Love your life. Give value to your life. Give value to your each thought. And life will become most valuable. So bring a change into your thoughts and your life will change. Forget the past. 2 things are important now at the end. Practice of self-respect. It's a great thing. Thoughts of self-respect are the most elevated thoughts in the world. I'm world benefactor. You can think, what a wonderful thought. I'm the destroyer of obstacles. I'm most powerful. I'm very, very pure. You need not to think that I'm not so pure. How can I think this way? No. This is our original thought. Baba reminds us about our reality. Now you are impure, but your real form is complete purity. Accept that. So the thought you accept, you will become the same. So practice five form every day. If you are weak in yoga, start doing the practice of self-respect. You can write down 12 or 15, 16 thoughts of self-respect, and as soon as you wake up in the morning, just remember them once, twice, thrice, and mind will become active, free from waste thoughts, and you will enjoy your Amrit Vela Yoga. So this way become free from past, from bad impressions. Make yourself capable to give powerful energy to this entire world in the near future. World will see towards you. Entire world will look towards you. That these are those souls who can help us. These are divine souls. These are spiritual leaders. They are the angels of God. They will see towards you. And you will see in near future, service through drashti will begin. You will give drashti to others and they will get peaceful. You will give drashti to them and they will free from the psychiatric disease. So prepare yourself for such a divine task which is coming soon in front of you. And give value to your life. Make yourself free from waste thinking. Om Shanti. Now powerful yoga, then I will go and you have to do yoga up to 7:30.